18th of November 2014. Hello there, you're all very welcome to the Waggle of the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill. An hour of British and Irish folk music, old and new, traditional and contemporary. And marking the current 2026 Soccer World Cup, I bring you songs about soccer. We have another choice from the Cranky Island Song Project and news about next week's 600th edition of the Like a Load of Monkeys. Woohoo! 600! But first, two favourite songs about summer that were squeezed out last week. Junebug from Kate Walsh, and then The First Day of Summer from King Courgette.
Thank you. I first saw you on the first day of summer, the start of the season. Birth of a child in my heart, just knew. Never love another since the day you brought summer to our lives. Since the day you brought summer to our lives. Of summer, now all of the long nights and dark clouds have gone, and I give you my gift, a song for my brother. Now you got summer all year long. Now you got summer all year.
First, Junebug from Kate Walsh, not the actor I should mention from the TV series Grey's Anatomy, but the singer-songwriter from Brighton on the south coast of England. The album is Clock Tower Park. And then the band is called King Courgette. The album is called King Courgette. The song is called First Day of Summer. And we all know what a courgette is, don't we? It's the French and English name for zucchini. And King Courgette describes themselves as a bellow-driven swamp junk street band reinterpreting arcane folk and blues originals. Fair enough. And fond of aliases, the band are Stringbean Slim on vocals and fiddle, Popper King Courgette on double bass and banjo, Wild Zucchini Bill on washboard, suitcase and percussion, Hot Chili McGrath on mandolin, and Bad Apple Tootie's Curtis on bass, guitar and accordion. That's King Courgette. Right then, let's crack on with the Cranky Island Song Project, the double CD from singer Kathy Jordan of Dervish, in which she brings us her own take on often rather obscure traditional Irish songs, one from each of the 32 Irish counties. This week, we continue in the province of Ulster and reach County Down and County Armagh. So let's hear The Dear Little Town in the Old County Down from Kathy Jordan.
If I had the wings of a swallow, I would fly far over the sea, and a dusty old road I would follow to a spot that is heaven to me. When the sun goes to rest, we're down. I'll build such a nest in the place I love best, in the dear little town, in the old county down. It lingers way down in my heart. Though it's not very grand, it it's my fairy land, a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my island of dreams, you are with me, it seems, though I care not for fame.
Kathy Jordan says that she learned that song from the singing of Noreen Collins from Drimaleague in the west of County Cork, and not from County Down at all. County Down is a coastal county on the northeast coast of Ireland, at about the back of the teddy bear's head. It stretches to about 1,000 square miles with a population of 500,000. 1,000 square miles sounds a lot, doesn't it? Anyway, it has a population of 500,000. Its largest city is Bangor, although three other large cities lie just across or straddle the border. Many international soccer players come from County Down, including Keith Gillespie and the legendary George Best, plus Patrick Bronte, the father of the Bronte sisters, the golfer Rory McIlroy too, and David Trimble, former First Minister of Northern Ireland. The dear little town in the old County Down, from Kathy Jordan. Now, at this point, I was going to bring you a song from County Armagh, but there's quite a lot to say about that county, so I think I'll hold that over for a couple of weeks, and we'll again revisit the Cranky Island Song Project before too long and hear the County Armagh song then. After the break, you're on the Waggaloda Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, Songs About Soccer. The next edition of the Waggaloda Monkeys, with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, will again bring you British and Irish folk music, electric and acoustic. And to celebrate the 600th edition of the show, 600, I'll bring you songs and tunes from albums released since the show kicked off back in November 2014. Join me, please, for the best of the last 600 on Sunday afternoon at 3. Thank you. Right then, barring surprises, we're now well into the 2026 Soccer World Cup, hosted jointly by Canada, the United States and Mexico. So I thought you ought to hear some songs about soccer. Not a huge choice, I have to say, but let's kick off with a song called The Football Match from Burt Lloyd, first transcribed from a traditional singer in 1840. And this song features not the modern game, but the more traditional approach of the game. Crowds of rowdy lads, some wielding small weapons, chased a ball over hills and dales.
It's a football match, most delightful to be seen, of 22 young rippling lads who played on Salisbury Plain. Oh, the ribbons and the favours, they was fluttering on the plain. Here's a health unto them rippling lads, and so the game went on. Your rippling lads, hooray, you're sure to win the day, and the prize you will carry it all away, all away. The ball, it has been thrown up, and the game, it did begin. My God, how they did kick it, more like devils than like men. They have in such a motion in rushing the ball along. Here's a health unto them rippling lads, and so the game went on. Your rippling lads, hooray, you're sure to win the day, and the prize, you will carry it all away, all away. The ball, it being booted up the goal, it did draw nigh. Young William stuck a pen knife into young Jackson's thigh. He lashed out at the lively ball, to score was his intent. Young William's missed his aim, he did, and through the goal he went. Your rippling lads, hooray, oh, now I've won the day, and the prize you may carry it all away, all away.
In a few places, it's still the custom on Shrove Tuesday for the rough lads of rival villages to chase a ball across the countryside through the streets, regardless of hacked shins, bloody noses, broken heads and shattered windows. The Football Match from Burt Lloyd. The album is Traditional English Folk and Sports Songs. Next up, Al Stewart tells the story of just one play in a big game. It's called Football Hero.
In the centre of the field stands the favourite player. The ball comes flooding in. They say a silent prayer for him. 50 yards away, a minute left to go. The ref looks at his watch. Oh, oh, oh. He cuts it to the right, gets past a defender. A blur of blue and white. The moment hangs suspended in time. One man left to beat. He can see the goalkeeper's eyes. There's magic in his feet. Oh, oh, oh. And a single ray of sunlight reaches down to touch the golden boy. Seems to light his way towards the net. In his mind, he sees the headlines in the morning newspaper. This'll be a day they won't forget. Now he's on his own, completely in control of it all. The shot comes flying in, headed for the corner of the goal. Bounces off the post. He watches as it falls. Oh, everyone will say he should have passed the ball. Now the crowd has gone, the stadium is empty. Several hundred times he will watch the replay on TV. Many years from now, when his name's recalled, everyone will say he should have passed the ball. He should have passed the ball.
In the centre of the field stands the favourite player. The ball comes floating in. They say a silent prayer for him, but their prayers are not answers. He should have passed the ball. Football Hero from Al Stewart. The album is Sparks of Ancient Light. Next up, an unusual footballing song from the Wagon Load's great hero, Billy Bragg. It tells the story of a very gifted young player who gave up the game to devote his life to God as a Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witnesses generally discourage participation in organised sports due to concerns over worldly associations and the time diverted from religious activities. Consequently, several prominent professional sports people have abandoned their careers to dedicate their lives to God and their faith. This is the story of Peter Knowles, God's footballer, from Billy Bragg.
God's footballer hears the voices of angels above, the choir admonishing you. God's footballer stands on the doorstep and brings the good news of the kingdom to come, while the crowds sing Rock of Ages and the gods bring weekly wages. Yet the glory of the sports pages is but the worship of false idols and tempts him not. God's footballer turns on a sixpence and brings the great crowd to their feet in praise of him. God's footballer quotes from the Gospels while knocking on doors in the black country back streets. He scores goals on a Saturday and saves souls on a Sunday. For the Lord says, these are the last days. Prepare thyself for the judgment yet to come.
God's Footballer from Billy Bragg. The album is Don't Try This at Home from 1991. Next, a song about the phenomenon that is footballers' wives, the TV lives and the so-called real lives of the supposedly glamorous wives and partners of players in the era when, well, for the first time, the players started to earn ridiculous amounts of money. This is Amy MacDonald, Footballer's Wife.
Something more.
your stories throughout your life. There's just something unappealing that don't catch my eye. It don't catch my eye. Oh, I don't believe in the selling of your glories before you leave. This life is so much more to see. I don't believe this is how the world should be. But still the footballer's wife tells her troubles and strife. I just don't care in the end. Who is she to pretend that she's one of them? I don't think so. And the girl from that show, yes, the one we all know, she thinks she's some kind of star. Yes, you know who you are. The troubles and strife, I just don't care in the end. Who is she to pretend that she's one of them?
But still, the footballer's wife tells her troubles and strife, I just don't care in the end. Who is she to pretend that she's one of them? I don't think so. And the girl from that show, yes, the one we all know, she thinks she's some kind of star. Yes, you know who you are. I don't think so. I don't think so. Footballer's Wife from the breakthrough album from Scottish singer and songwriter Amy MacDonald. From 2007, the album is This Is The Life. Kirsty MacColl, daughter of the legendary Ewan MacColl, was a fine writer. Here's her take on the 1998 World Cup.
Have kissed me and got me so excited, and when you asked me out, I really was delighted. So we went to a pub in Belsize Park, and we cheered on England as the sky grew dark. Oh, you shouldn't have kissed me, 'cause you started a fire. But then I found out that you're a serial liar. You lied about your status, you lied about your life. You never mentioned your three children and the fact. It could have really ended badly, 'cause you very nearly had me. If he hadn't taken pity on my heart full of desire, I might never have found out you're a serial liar. You lied about your status, you lied about your life. You forgot you have three children, you forgot you have a wife. Now it's England 2, Colombia 0. And I know just how those Colombians feel. It is not in my nature to ever pick the winning team. Sometimes I think I'm happy, then I remember it's a dream. No, it isn't in my nature to ever pick a winner. I always pick a bastard who would have me for his dinner. I can never possess the object of my desire. Friend up in Sao Paulo and cried down the phone. I played some tragic music and I lay down to die. But later I awoke and I hadn't stopped crying. You should never have kissed me. You tasted of deceit. Your
it's England too.
The singer and her new boyfriend go to the pub to watch England play Colombia in the 1998 World Cup, but the boyfriend drinks too much and passes out. His friend takes pity and tells her the background that the boyfriend has failed to reveal. She tells the boozy boyfriend, "You lied about your status, you lied about your life, you never mentioned your three children and the fact you have a wife. Now it's England 2, Colombia 0, and I know just how those Colombians feel." England 2, Colombia 0 from Kirsty MacColl. The album is From Croydon to Cuba. So that's it for Songs About Soccer. We're still in the middle of the competition, and the Wagon Load had an interest in England, Scotland, and of course the United States. Let's hope they all make it as far as the semi-finals, the last four. Then we'll see. Although, I have to say, in these days of climate crisis, it's just a little bonkers to fly the players and all the management and the entourage from the tournament from Canada and across the US and into Mexico. And what about this? The next World Cup in 2030 will be held in Spain, Portugal and Morocco. Sounds good. Makes sense. Plus, games in Uruguay, Argentina and Paraguay. I'll say no more except to mention that after the break here on the Wagon Load of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we hear this week's recent releases.
Hey, if you're listening now to Graham's show, I bet you'd love my show. And it's on this same station an hour earlier. So you could have back-to-back folk shows. My show is Folk Plus. I've covered the folk field for decades, running a club in Greenwich Village, writing for Sing Out magazine, judging for folk festivals. And I'd like to bring what I consider the best in contemporary folk to your ears. Please tune in an hour earlier for me, Angela Page, and Folk Plus.
Catskill Irish Folk Week is unusual among Irish music festivals taking place in the US this summer, in that the emphasis is not on sitting in rows listening to other people make music at formal concerts. It's all more heavily skewed towards making music yourself. And there's an extraordinary range of tutors, singers and musicians, at beginner, intermediate and advanced levels, all are dedicated to helping you become a better singer or a better musician, or even a better Irish dancer. The Catskill Irish Folk Week is held in Durham, New York, in the heart of the Catskill Mountains, and it runs from Monday, July 13 to Saturday, July 18. You'll find full details at mjqirishcentre.com. Thank you. Right, then, this week's new music, and we kick off with, from Scotland, Mr. Chris Drever. This is Magic Friend.
I've got a magic friend. Puts the music on the breeze. Maybe the salt in the cellar. Maybe the leaves on the trees. I've got a magic friend. The vibration in the room, a player piano, every howl at the moon, he's a magic heart with a got a magic friend. Who paints the mackerel in the sky. Maybe the faith in the faceless. A magic friend. We wrote the songs of the power lines. They have no end. An old friend is hard to find.
From his new release, Doing This For Love, that was Chris Drever with Magic Friend. I saw him back in the winter and I already have my ticket to see him again. Next up, someone I'd never heard of until the day before yesterday, Duncan McTaggart. He He's a big deal in London, it turns out, part of a young scene that includes Goblin Band, who we've heard on the Waggerload a couple of times recently, and the Shovel Dance Collective, likewise, Folk of the Round Table, Folk on the Water, and the Pie House. So let's hear, with an enthusiastic live audience, Barrack Street from Duncan McTaggart.
Says my friends will be expecting me, it's right in Barrack Street. Oh, my pretty fair maid, I cannot dance so well. Besides, I am to Windsor-town, where all my friends do dwell. I have been to see the last 2 weeks, I've saved up £30, my friends will be expecting me.
Best known from the 1980 version from Nick Jones, that was Barrack Street from Duncan McTaggart. The album is Thousands or More live at the Pie House 2025. Finally, in our recent releases department this week, let's hear a track from Frankie Archer. The album is called The Dance of Death. The whole album is made up of death songs, but please don't worry about that. It's a fine record. This is The Unquiet Grave.
The wind blows high, dear my love, and a few small drops of rain. I never had but one true love, in a cold grave he is lain. I'll do as much for my true love as any young woman I'll sit and mourn all at his grief for 12 months and a day. The wind blows high. And a day being up, the dead began to speak. Oh, who sits weeping on my grave and will not let me sleep? It's me, my love, sits on your grave and will not let you sleep. For I crave one kiss of your clean, cold lips, and that is all I seek. The wind blows out. You crave one kiss of my clear, cold lips, but my breath smells earthly strong. If you have one kiss of my clear, cold lips, your time will not be long. It's down in withered to a stalk. The stalk is withered dry, my love, so will our hearts decay. So make yourself content, my love, till God calls you.
Frankie Archer has quickly made her name since her first EP came out. Her contemporary approach to traditional music has made everyone sit up. Now she has an album out, much admired. We heard The Unquiet Grave. Her album is The Dance of Death. Frankie Archer is from the northeast of England, Northumberland. The High Lower Ranters are probably the best-known traditional band to come from the same part of the country. And it's the High Lower Ranters with whom we're playing out this week. Show us the way to Wallington and the peacock followed the hen. Thank you for joining me today for the Wagalona Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, on Radio Catskill. Show number 599. And we know what that means. Next week it's show number 600. And we'll be hearing music from albums released since show number one back in November 2014. Remember, you can check what we've heard today at wagonload.org, where you'll also find a link for some more information about Catskill Irish Folk Week. That's it. Going to be a great show next week and a special fun drive show the week after that. Please take a look at our glorious Catskill trails and lakes and rivers this week. Give generously, drive like a jackass. And please stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures here on Radio Catskill. Bye now. And remember, wagalode.org for playlists and more. Bye now.
Support comes from Catskills Property Care, offering full property care year-round for commercial and residential properties in Sullivan County, including snow plowing, landscaping, property checkups, and more. Information at CatskillsPropertyCare.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is Jose Andres, a Spanish chef with 2 Michelin stars and 40 restaurants worldwide. As the founder of World Central Kitchen, Andres has fed tens of millions of people across dozens of crises, and he was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
This afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill. Wherever you go, take Radio Catskill with you. Stream your favorite shows, music, and podcasts anytime, anywhere with our new and improved app. Stay connected with local news and national headlines all in one place. You can even send us your thoughts with the Talk to Us feature, audio or video, right from your phone. No radio? No problem. Just press play. It's Radio Catskill right in your pocket. Download the app today on iPhone or Android.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.